Welcome to Disability Talks, a podcast produced by Abilities in Motion. I'm your host, Shelley Hauser. Join us for real conversations and no-nonsense talk from everyday people with disabilities living their most independent everyday lives. Tune in for the latest news surrounding disability, accessibility, and independence, where conversations aren't dissed and stories that need to be told aren't missed. So let's talk. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back to Disability Talks. Today's guest is Natalie Rocci from the wheelchair company Skiwoo. This high-tech, stylish chair wasn't just built to get you around. No, it will take you everywhere and anywhere you want to go. Join Natalie and I to learn how Skiwoo line is built for true independence. Good afternoon, Natalie. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me and giving me the chance to talk about our wheelchair.
So happy New Year. So you're joining us from Switzerland today.
Yes, exactly. We're based in Winterthur, so that's very close to Zurich. And yeah, it's a cute little city.
Very nice. You're probably the furthest international guest that I have had to date. So thank you so very much.
Fantastic.
I want you to tell us more about your Skiwoo and how they work.
Right. So our power wheelchair Skiwoo Bro is the only one worldwide that is self-balancing and can climb stairs. So self-balancing, that means that you drive on two wheels, but you don't have any torso stability. It's kind of like the technology from Segway. Maybe you know that, but it's developed by ourselves. And Bro also has two tracks that are built to transport the user up and down stairs, but also to overcome obstacles such as curbs. And while climbing the stairs, the seat automatically balances itself, so you're always sitting upright. The built-in technology also allows you to talk on eye level or take place at a bar or take something out of a high or low shelf in a supermarket, for example. This is possible thanks to the seat lift that we have built in and was originally built for transfers, but can also be used in many other ways, such as the ones I've mentioned before. You steer the wheelchair with a hand joystick and choose different modes or adjust your seat via a touchpad or the app that we have developed also for the wheelchair. And something that I would also like to add, and it's really important for us, is the design of our power wheelchair, because everything in our daily life is designed. Our shoes, our phones, even our toothbrushes. So when we developed the Bro, we asked ourselves, why are wheelchairs not designed? So the elegant and functional design is unique in the wheelchair market. And with paying attention to the appearance, we want to give back our wheelchair users some confidence when they are driving with their Bros, but also change the way of thinking about health aids. So they can look very nice and be functional at the same time. So that is possible.
That's really nice because they're really modern in their design. They're very sleek. And I would think that a wheelchair user would be very proud to use them because they are so sleek and modern looking. How many steps can the Skiwoo Bro go up?
That depends. I mean, as long as it has a battery, you can go up and down stairs as many as you want. So there's a restriction to the count.
So when you're tilted front, because of the chair itself will auto-correct because of going up the pitch of the steps?
Yeah, but you won't it's a bit difficult to describe. It's better seen on pictures. The seat is always upright and it balances itself kind of when you're going out, because otherwise when you have steep stairs, you would be
pitched forward.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be comfortable or you wouldn't feel safe actually.
So how do the track mechanisms, they just lower, you hit a button on the app or the pad and the tracks lower and raise up the regular seats? How does all that mechanism work?
So you can choose the different modes, such as driving mode or stair climbing mode on the app. And then Pro will adjust everything. So if you want to climb stairs, you can just drive in front of the stair and then hit the button. And then Bro will lower his tracks. Then he uses some sensors. So he recognizes the beginning and also the end of the stair. So all you have to do is just push back the joystick and it will do everything by itself. And when you reach the top of the stair, there are some support wheels that will be driven out so that you have a smooth transition to the platform. And also we have a rear view camera. So that way you can see what's behind you. And also if somebody is passing you, you can stop on the stairs, even if you can't like turn around because you don't have the core stability to do that.
Like a child runs behind you.
Exactly. So you always see what's behind you because some of the people don't have the ability to turn around and see what's behind them. So we built in the rear view camera.
Nice. That's a really high tech feature. How did you guys come to developing something so high tech with so many great features?
The idea was created as a student project and they actually just wanted to build a robot that is self-balancing and can overcome some obstacles. Then their teacher said, why don't you put a seat on it so that it can transport somebody? And then we put a seat on it. And that way, we created a wheelchair. And now there are coming more and more features to it. And it's getting more and more intelligent and smarter and learns new stuff. And it's amazing.
Are there upgrades on the app that they can just upload right to their Bro?
Exactly. We are sending updates over the air, like kind of like a Tesla. You can just update your Bro via the app. And then that way we can add new features or we can improve existing ones. And all our Bro drivers or all our customers that are out there are giving us some inputs or some wishes. For example, just recently they wanted a more stable parking position. So they wanted a more stable parking position. So when they are driving with a train or bus, that they will stand more stable. So we implemented that in our software and sent it to them via an update and they could download that onto their wheelchair. And now they have the more stable parking position and it's really easy. Yeah, you just have to push like 3 buttons and then you have it.
Do you ever try to implement something and have your current customers try it out and just to test it and see how a new feature or function would work? And get feedback from them to improve it that way?
Yeah, we always take their feedback or implement something that we think would be helpful or would be cool. And then we send out the update and then they can get back to us and tell us, oh, that total crap, we don't want that or we don't need that. Or they tell us, yeah, that's amazing. Or maybe you could do something like that or that would be more helpful. And we also developed our wheelchair in kind of like a feedback loop with users because it's really sad, but we don't really have the understanding for the needs of wheelchair users, or we hadn't had these understandings. So we needed that direct feedback. And so we could build a device that would really helps them and they can really use in their everyday lives. So we always work really close with our customers together. It's really, really nice because they have so many ideas and are really motivated to improve our wheelchair. And it's really cool.
They're helping you to create a better product, which is really great.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have users worldwide using the Bro at the moment?
Not worldwide, only here in Switzerland, in Germany, and in Austria. But we are thinking about expanding to other countries in Europe firstly, and then hopefully as soon as possible to America. But we don't have any concrete plans at the moment.
Okay. So how do people find you if they want to test this out? Do they have to come to Switzerland?
When they are from Germany or Austria, we work with partners. So a partner of us or we ourselves come to them at home or visit them at home, or they can come to us. That's always possible. Or maybe we're at some fairs or events in their neighborhoods, so they can also visit us there.
Nice. Wheelchair users are often in their chairs for hours on end, you know, all day long. And so how comfortable is this, and how do you improve it if it's not what they want?
We think that our wheelchair is very comfortable, and we're also developing a special back cushion to make it even more comfortable. But it's also possible to mount various other cushions on the wheelchair so that each customer can choose one that suits his or her needs. And you can also make various adjustments electronically or manually so that the wheelchair is optimally adjusted to the user, so his leg length and stuff like that. So you can also add various add-ons such as a other joystick that is more comfortable for you and stuff like that.
So it's customized just like a prosthetic limb or a walking cane, where you add little bells and whistles to make it exactly what you need it to be.
Exactly, so that we can meet the needs of every individual user, because everybody has other needs. Some need a softer cushion, some need a harder cushion. It has to be more wide or smaller and stuff like that. And it's really important for us that it's possible also to mount other products that are not just from us, but also from our competitors, because it's sometimes easier just to add a different cushion or stuff like
Perfect.
That.
I think with that, we're going to take a short commercial break.
Abilities in Motion is a Pennsylvania-based nonprofit organization dedicated to helping individuals with disabilities live their lives on their own terms. Abilities in Motion strives to eliminate psychological stereotypes, physical barriers, and outdated attitudes that prevent social and civic inclusion, as well as promote the independent living movement to empower, educate, and advocate for individuals with disabilities. For more information about programs and services Abilities in Motion provides, call 610-376-0010 or visit our website at www.abilitiesinmotion.org.
Welcome back, listeners. We are here with Natalie from SkiWoo, the high stylish chair that gets you everywhere and anywhere you want to go. So in talking about independence, we are a center for independent living here in the United States, and that is our mission and our goal. What kind of feedback have some of your wheelchair users given you as far as what independence the SkiWoo gives them?
Actually, we have gotten a lot of feedback about independency, or especially flexibility that they got back. Because with the different modes of our wheelchair, with the wheels, with the tracks and everything, they don't have to check every step on their way, because with Bro, there is always the possibility to get to the destination. Because, I mean, if there are some steps, just put on stair climbing mode. If the street is too steep, you can go up there with the track. If there is a forest path, you can drive through with the wheels. There's always a possibility to get there. And actually, they are traveling around everywhere in the world. And one of our customers was recently in Italy. And there was that catacomb that it was really old and historic. And of course, it wasn't other wheelchair users weren't able to go down the stairs. And he was like, that's not a problem. I can just drive down. And he was probably the first wheelchair user that was ever down in that catacomb. And that feedback is just amazing. And it encourages us every day in our work and what we do.
Have you tried it out? Have you tried the Bro and ridden it around for the day?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, we all use Bro like weekly or daily, even so. And we always do that kind of adventure drive. So we test out all the functions in, the test drive. Yeah. We try out all the functions and also how it works in situations that we have in our everyday life. So we go to restaurants or we drive with public transport and stuff like that. So we know exactly how it works in these situations.
How often or how long does it take a new user to get used to all the functions and feel secure going up, you know, a flight of steps, especially like in a subway or a tube situation? That could be a little scary to go down backwards. How long does it take them to adapt to this?
That always depends on the user. Also, if somebody has a lot of experience with power wheelchairs, the handling is already known and is therefore easier. And in order to make every one of our Bro drivers feel safe and comfortable, we always train them on our wheelchairs. So that training consists an online theory test and also a practical part where we show on and explain all the functions with the user and drive around with them and go up and down stairs with them and stuff like that. So they have experienced every function before they are on their selves. And we have some explanatory videos on our YouTube channel, so they can go there and have a backup every time they forget about a function or they're not sure how to use that. They can always contact us, and we do a lot of video calls to show them how everything works and where they have to push and stuff like that.
Walk them through it. So what kind of people are using it? Is it just younger generations or is it a broad mix of people?
All kind of people. We have some Bro drivers that are just 15 years old, but we also have some that are over 60 years old. And our wheelchair is something for everyone that is physically and cognitively able to drive a power wheelchair with a hand joystick. And our customers are people that want to be flexible and live a self-determined life with the possibility to go almost anywhere and do almost everything they want to independently. So it's kind of something for everybody.
What's your favorite feature of the Bro?
My favorite feature is actually the height adjustment. I think it's amazing when you go to an apero and you can talk to others on eye level and they don't always talk down on you, because I think that is something that is missing if you're in some kind of other wheelchair, because you've always been talked down to. And I think that gives you a lot of confidence if you're on eye level and can have a drink at the bar and stuff like that. I think it's the small things.
Yeah, it is.
My kids.
And it,
amazing.
I think it directly cognitively impacts their self-esteem.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so.
You've tried that feature?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. And you notice it makes a big difference. How tall can the chair go? How high up?
So the seat is at 81 centimeters. And then there is like your body height as well, and I don't know. So your eyes are at about 1 meter and an 80 maybe or a 70. So you're just like a taller person. Sometimes when you're really tall, you can actually talk down on other people that are not in the wheelchair. So that's amazing.
Well, that's a new twist
of it. Over their head. Yeah.
That's going to boost your ego for sure.
Exactly. That's just the point of it.
So besides your YouTube channel, where else can our listeners worldwide find out more about this technology and where to find you guys?
They can find us, on our website. There are all the information. And we are on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And yeah, they can always contact us if they have any questions. We are always happy to help and explain.
I believe there is a phone number on your website, correct?
Exactly. And also email. You can also contact us on Facebook or Instagram. We will always get back to you somehow.
Very good. Well, Natalie, I think that is it for our show today. Happy New Year, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, and Happy New Year to you too. All the best.
Yes, thank you. I hope to see Ski Woo Bro on our streets in the United States this year in 2022.
We would love that.
I know, right? And to our listeners, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity to listen to Disability Talks. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Disability Talks. Want to keep the conversation going? Then visit our website at abilitiesinmotion.org or connect with us on social media. And remember, don't diss my ability.
for example, driving with a train. They wanted a more stable.
There we go. Okay. I just realized that. Yes. So go ahead. You were saying.
Exactly. Our customers, they always send us feedback or wishes about new functions that they would like to have. Mm-hmm. Just recently, for example, they wanted a more stable parking position. So when they are driving with a train or bus, that they will stand more stable. So we implemented that in our software and mm-hmm. sent it to them via an update, and they could download that onto their wheelchair. And now they have the more stable parking position, and it's really easy. Yeah, you just have to push like 3 buttons and then you have it.
Do you ever try to implement something and have your current customers try it out? And just to test it and see how a new feature or function would work and get feedback from them to improve it that way?
Yeah, we always take their feedback or implement something that we think would be helpful or would be cool. And uh-huh. then we send out the update, and then they can get back to us and tell us, oh, that's total crap. We don't want that or we don't need that. Or they tell us, yeah, that's amazing. Or maybe you could do something like that, or that would be more helpful. And uh-huh. we also developed our wheelchair in kind of like a feedback loop with yeah. users, because it's really sad, but we don't really have the understanding for the needs of wheelchair users, or we hadn't had these understandings. And so we needed that direct feedback. Mm-hmm. And so we could build a device that would really helps them, and they can really use in their everyday lives. Right, so we always right. work really close with our customers together. Yeah. It's really, really nice, because they have so many ideas and are really motivated to improve our wheelchair. And it's really cool.
They're helping you to create a better product, which is really great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you have users worldwide using the Bro at the moment?
Not worldwide, only here in Switzerland, in Germany, and in Austria. Okay. But we are thinking about expanding to other countries in Europe firstly, uh-huh. and then hopefully as soon as possible to America. But yeah. we don't have any concrete plans at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. So how do people find you if they want to test this out? Do they have to come to Switzerland?
When they are from Germany or Austria, we work with partners. So okay. A partner of us or we ourselves come to them at home or visit them at home, or they can come to us, or that's always possible. Or mm-hmm. maybe we are at some fairs or events in their neighborhoods, so mm-hmm. they can also visit us there.
Nice. So wheelchair users are often in their chairs for hours on end, you know, all day long. And so how comfortable is this, and how do you improve it if it's not what they want?
We think that our wheelchair is very comfortable, and we're also developing a special back cushion to make it even more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But it's also possible to mount various other cushions on the wheelchair so that each customer can choose one that suits his or her needs. Mm-hmm. And you can also make various adjustments electronically or manually, so that the wheelchair is optimally adjusted to the user. So his leg length and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So you can also add various add-ons, such as a other joystick that is more comfortable for you and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
So it's customized just like a prosthetic limb. Or a walking cane where you add little bells and whistles to make it exactly what you exactly. need it to be.
Exactly. So that we can meet the needs of every individual user uh-huh. because everybody has other needs. Some need a softer cushion, some need a harder cushion. It's uh-huh. it has to be more wide or smaller and stuff like that. And it's really important for us that it's possible also to mount other products that are not just from us, but also from our competitors, mm-hmm. because it's sometimes easier just to add a different right. cushion or stuff like that.
Right. Perfect. I think with that, we're going to take a short commercial break. Okay. So have you thought of anything that you need to add, or we're doing good just the way we are?
I think we're doing good just the way we are.
Okay. Yeah. Because I am thinking of a few things as we go along. Perfect. You know. Okay. All right. So we are back in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, listeners. We are here with Natalie from Siwu, the Switzerland high stylish chair that's everywhere and where you want to go. So in talking about independence, we are a center for independence here in the United States, and that is our mission and our goal. What kind of feedback has some of your wheelchair users given you as far as what independence the Siwu gives them?
Actually, we have gotten a lot of feedback about independency, or especially flexibility that they got back. Because with the different modes of our wheelchair, with the wheels, with the tracks and everything, they don't have to check every step on their way, because with Bro, there is always the possibility to get to the destination. Because, I mean, if there are some steps, just put on stair climbing mode. If the street is too steep, you can go up there with the tracks. If there is a forest path, you can drive through with the wheels. There's always a possibility to get there. Uh-huh. And actually, they are traveling around everywhere in the world. And one of our customers was recently in Italy. And there was that catacomb that it was really old and historic. And yeah, of course, it wasn't... other wheelchair users weren't able to go down the stairs. And he was like, yeah, that's not a problem. I can just drive down. And he was probably the first wheelchair user that was ever down in that catacomb. And yeah, that feedback is just amazing. And it encourages us every day in our work and what we do.
Yeah. Did somebody, have you tried it out? Have you tried the Bro?
Of course. Yeah. Of course, we all use Bro like weekly or daily, even so. And we always do that kind of adventure drive. So we test out all the functions in the test drives. Yeah. We try out all the functions and also how it works in situations that we have in our everyday life. So we go to restaurants, or we drive with public transport and stuff like that. So we know exactly how it works in these situations.
Mm-hmm. How often or how long does it take a new user to get used to all the functions and feel secure going up, you know, a flight of steps, especially like in a subway or a tube situation? It could be a little scary to go down backwards. How long does it take them to adapt to this?
That always depends on the user.
Okay.
Also, if somebody has a lot of experience with power wheelchairs, the handling is already known and is therefore easier. Mm-hmm. And in order to make every one of our Bro drivers feel safe and comfortable, we always train them on our wheelchairs. So that training consists an online theory test and also a practical part where we show and explain all the functions with the user and drive around with them and go up and down stairs with them and stuff like that. So they have experienced every function before they are on their selves. Uh-huh. And we have some explanatory videos on our YouTube channel, so they can go there and have a backup every time they forget about a function or they're not sure how to use that. They can always contact us, and we do a lot of video calls to show them how everything works and where they have to push and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Walk them through it. So what kind of people are using it? Is it just younger generations, or is it a broad mix of people that are using the Bro?
All kind of people. Mm-hmm. We have some Bro drivers that are just 15 years old, but we also have some that are over 60 years old. And our wheelchair is something for everyone that is physically and cognitively able to drive a power wheelchair with a hand joystick. And our customers are people that want to be flexible and live a self-determined life with the possibility to go almost anywhere and do almost everything they want to independently. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of something for everybody.
What's your favorite feature of the Pro?
My favorite feature is actually the height adjustment. I think it's amazing when you go to an apéro and you can talk to others on eye level and they don't always talk down on you, because I think that is something that is missing if you're in some kind of other wheelchair, because you've always been talked down to. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives you a lot of confidence if you're on eye level and can have a drink at the bar and stuff like that. I think it's the small things.
Yeah, it is. And I think it directly cognitively impacts their self-esteem.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so.
You've tried that feature?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. And you notice it makes a big difference. How tall can the chair go? How high up?
So the seat is at 81 centimeters. Mm-hmm. And then there is like your body height as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So your eyes are at about 1 meter and an 80 maybe, or a 70. So you're just like a taller person. Yeah. Sometimes when you're really tall, you can actually talk down on other people that are not in the wheelchair. So that's amazing.
Well, so that's a new twist of it.
Yeah.
That's going to boost your ego for sure.
Exactly. That's fun. Just the point of it.
Yeah. So besides your YouTube channel, where else can our listeners worldwide find out more about this technology and where to find you guys?
They can find us, on our website. There are all the information. And we are on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And they can always contact us if they have any questions. We are always happy to help and explain. Yeah.
I believe there is a phone number on your website, correct?
Exactly. And also email. And you can also contact us on Facebook or Instagram. We will always get back to you somehow.
Very good. Well, Natalie, I think that is it for our show today. Happy New Year, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, and Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you. I hope to see Ski Woo Bro on our streets in the United States this year in 2022.
We would love that.
I know, right? And to our listeners, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity to listen to Disability Talks. Okay. All right. Did that go good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Lots of good information. And I did come up with like several different questions that we didn't originally have, but I was...
That's fine.
I was talking, so that should be good. So this will be, I think... It's 2 weeks. So I think it's the